Hello, my name is Kevin Heiger, Director of Operator Product Development for Technomic Information Services. I'd like to welcome everyone back to Part 5 of our podcast series entitled The Technomic Menu Trends Roadmap. In our last podcast, I concluded our examination of the current continuing menu trends category. Today, we will begin a discussion around the second major set of trends found along the Technomic Menu Trends Roadmap. These trends, as a group, are classified as mainstream emerging. To recap, mainstream emerging menu trends are those that are quickly gaining popularity, but still lack the widespread consumer acceptance of current continuing menu trends. As more people learn about these trends and determine how to incorporate them into their particular lifestyles, many will shift into current continuing status. Specific menu trends in this category include ethnic, the next generation, enhancing lifestyles, the power of protein, artisan influence and premium indulgences, and signature sides. Today I will focus on the first two, ethnic, the next generation, and enhancing lifestyles. So put on your seatbelts and let's continue our journey along the Technomic Menu Trends Roadmap. Historically, if a conversation sprang up amongst individuals in the restaurant circle concerning ethnic influences on the menu, discussions would center on what are referred to as the Big Three: Italian, Mexican, and Asian. While we certainly should tip our culinary hats to these three cuisines for introducing consumers to different types of flavor profiles, today the next generation of exciting ethnic flavors are ready to move up and become more mainstream, taking their place alongside these three perennial favorites. A 2007 Technomic study asked consumers to fill in the following blank regarding consumption of various ethnic cuisines. I am eating more of blank than I used to. 32% chose Mediterranean. 29% indicated Thai. Middle Eastern garnered a 26% response, and Brazilian Latin American, Vietnamese, and African received 23%, 20%, and 17% respectively. A similar October 2007 internet survey by the National Restaurant Association asked 1,282 members of the American Culinary Federation to label a variety of cuisines as either hot or cool passé. The top hot responses included Latin American 59%, Mediterranean 58%, Thai 56%, Pan-Asian 55%, and Cuban, Spanish, and Caribbean, all finishing with 52%. Finally, the Food Network has indicated that hot cuisines would include ethnic selections such as Greek, the new Italian, Latin, more than Mexican, and African, a rising star. The conclusion? Emerging ethnic cuisines like Mediterranean, Thai, Latin American, Caribbean, Cuban, and Greek are all being noticed by chefs and consumers alike. A quick glance at the menus of both top chain restaurants as well as leading independents shows that the influence of emerging cuisines can be found on all areas of the menu. Appetizers, soups, salads, sandwiches, entrees, desserts, and even beverages are all being influenced by this new breed of emerging ethnic flavors and taste profiles. Their representation is taking the form of entire dishes, or more subtly, as a specific ingredient that lends a contemporary influence to a more traditional, familiar dish. In the case of an entire dish, consumers have shown an increasing desire to experience the dish in its authentic form. Consider this scenario, which is playing itself out in a growing number of households. Consumers settle into their easy chair, turn on a food-oriented show on the Food Network, and watch as a celebrity chef prepares a particular ethnic dish. On this show, the person preparing the item indicates the cultural influences of the dish, and the subsequent preparation techniques and flavor profiles stay true to its roots, just as if it were being served in its original region or country of origin. The consumers watching this show now crave that same type of authentic experience when they order the menu item at their favorite restaurant. They do not want it Americanized, for lack of a better word, but truly want it to be an authentic offering. One great example of this would be the Bamboo Club Asian Bistro, which offers authentic menu selections drawn from across the Far East, including Malaysia, Thailand, China, Vietnam, and Indonesia. In the case of an ingredient influence, chefs are taking dishes that consumers are familiar with, then giving them a contemporary flair by adding a specific ethnic ingredient, which imparts a distinctive taste or flavor profile. Done correctly, this unique menu item can quickly create craveability on the part of many consumers, and suddenly a concept has developed differentiation from the rest of the competitive pack. Many contemporary concepts are capitalizing on small plate offerings with ethnic ingredient influences by presenting tapas with Indian, Thai, Korean, and Vietnamese influences. Take, for example, Kevin Rathbun's Steak in Atlanta, which promotes Asian-style meatballs with mushroom soy jus in the small plate section of their menu. In addition to current mainstream concepts capitalizing on these emerging ethnic trends, we're also seeing entire concepts enjoying great success positioning around an emerging ethnic taste profile. Brazilian steakhouses and Argentine-style churrascarias are gaining popularity in the U.S. with the rise of the Latin influence. Churrascarias are based on the cooking style of ranchers who settled in Argentina and southern Brazil in the early 1800s. They cook skewered meat over a wood-burning fire and served it in small shavings. Restaurants such as Dallas-based Fogo de Chão and Texas de Brazil have adopted this method by providing all-you-can-eat skewer-cooked meats, salads, side dishes, and desserts in an upscale setting with a heavy emphasis on customer service. And finally, it may be the most dramatic example of the far-reaching influence this trend is beginning to exhibit, food vendor carts in Washington, D.C. will be offering more diverse international foods following a new program launched by the city's transportation, health, and consumer and regulatory affairs departments. Aiming to promote small business development, increase revenue, and encourage menu variety, the district is authorizing the sale of new types of foods to lunch crowds. Vendor offerings such as Korean barbecue, gelato, and shawarma, a Lebanese-style pita roll of marinated spit-roasted chicken with spicy lamb sausages, parsley, and onion, will soon stake lunchtime positions along busy streets. The second mainstream emerging menu trend I'll discuss today is called enhancing lifestyles. Historically, this trend might have been known specifically as healthy, and in that state, probably would have been classified as a current continuing trend. Much like ethnic, the next generation was a natural evolution of the big three ethnic influences, enhancing lifestyles is the next generation of what we've historically called healthy. The primary difference? Enhancing lifestyles isn't necessarily just healthy, but a means by which consumers utilize foods and beverages to attain a specific, personalized, desired quality of life. When I use the phrase enhancing lifestyles, it's critical to understand that each consumer will interpret what enhancing their lifestyles means just a little bit differently. And in some cases, that isn't necessarily healthy. Consider the following two scenarios. First, enhancing lifestyles with a traditional healthy connotation. A 70-year-old man has just returned from the doctor and his annual checkup. For the past 20 minutes, the physician has repeatedly emphasized to this man that he really needs to watch his intake of saturated fats. If this older gentleman wants to continue to lead an active quality of life, it will be important to consider what specific menu items, prepared in a certain manner, will address this problem his doctor has identified. For him, certain menu offerings with lower saturated fats may be the definition of a food choice that enhances his lifestyle. offerings from a concept like the Green Mill Restaurant might be just the answer. The Green Mill Restaurant chain, with approximately 30 units located primarily in Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and Kansas, features a section on their menu called Eating Fit. Their description of this portion of the menu probably best describes what the consumer can expect from food and beverage options located here. Enjoy the flavors of Green Mill and really be true to your commitment to eat healthy. The Green Mill Eating Fit menu features healthier alternatives, many that meet the requirements of today's most popular diets. One example of an item that will specifically allow this gentleman to enjoy a meal away from home and still follow his doctor's advice: their grilled Mediterranean sandwich. A seasoned grilled chicken breast topped with artichoke salsa with capers, roasted tomato slices, and Parmesan and feta cheeses. Served on spinach leaves and a multi-grain bun. Fresh fruit is served on the side. Saturated fat, 3 grams. Percentage of calories from fat, 15%. Now let's consider the case of a 20-something girl and her use of foods and beverages to enhance her lifestyle without any specific regard to optimizing health. In our make-believe example, this girl is doing some serious studying in order to obtain her degree. The long late hours mean she's often looking for foods and beverages that provide her with increased energy levels while she's hitting the books. In addition, all work and no play can make her a dull student, so when the studying is over, she's also looking for the stamina, energy, and pep to go out and socialize with friends late into the evening. For her, there may be a serious attraction to a product offered by a concept known as Kiva Juice. Kiva Juice is a beverage concept started in 1995 that focuses on offering a variety of smoothies made with high-quality ingredients. In the case of our 20-something girl, one group of smoothies the concept offers are known as Red Bull Blends. These three smoothies offer a variety of different fruits, which vary depending on whether the customer wants a low-carb bullseye, a berry buzz, or a raging bowl. However, the one constant, regardless of choice, is the inclusion of Red Bull, the popular energy drink that many young people look to for an energy boost during various parts of the day. The moral of both stories? Menu trends that enhance lifestyles are a very singular, personalized interpretation that depends on the particular person and their perception of the benefit they are seeking. Having said that, it seems almost logical to throw up your hands and say, "Kevin, so what you're telling me is that each person is different, so I'm going to need a huge number of offerings to satisfy everyone's needs." Not necessarily. While consumers may have individualized interpretations of how they can enhance themselves through the foods and beverages they drink, there are some common denominators restaurants can key in on that allow a smaller number of menu items to be incorporated by consumers in multiple ways. One restaurant food and beverage component that many consumers, regardless of their specific definition of enhancing lifestyles, embrace is the perception of fresh. In a recent Technomic survey, 45% of consumers indicated that the most important attribute of a food that they perceived as healthy or beneficial for them was a perception of fresh. In other words, incorporating characteristics like just baked, made to order, and made on premise, which consumers indicated they associate with fresh, often perceptually establishes a link to healthy and the idea that it supports a specific desired lifestyle or quality of life. This strongly points out that perception is a huge component in the foods and beverages consumers feel enhance their lifestyles. Restaurants' use of certain key ingredients or phrases on their menu can really enhance how the consumer views their effort to support an enhanced lifestyle. Functional foods, organic items, seasonal ingredients, and preparation methods like grilling can all demonstrate to customers that a concept is willing to do what it can to support their individual idea of what is best for them from a food away from home dining perspective. In another Technomic survey, consumers are asked to either agree or disagree with the following statement: "I appreciate it when restaurants make an effort to choose foods that are better for my health." 73% of respondents completely or somewhat agreed, while only 5% completely or somewhat disagreed. Now, before we go any further, Let's tap on the proverbial brakes ever so slightly and gently move to the side of the road. Because for everyone that has been around the restaurant industry for any period of time, there are two facts that are known for sure. First, consumers will often tell you they want to eat one thing, then order something entirely different once they enter the restaurant and study that menu. And second, if something is positioned by a concept as healthy, consumers are probably going to associate that with no taste or bad taste. Let's examine the first point for a minute. Consumers will tell you they want one thing, then eat another. Organics is often a great example. While a 2005 Hartman Group study revealed that 73% of consumer survey respondents use organic products at least occasionally, the reality of it is that many of today's consumers are hesitant to experiment, especially with the dollars they're going to assign to a restaurant experience. Does that mean restaurants shouldn't offer organic products or other items of that nature that could be perceived as enhancing lifestyles but may not be embraced by a large percentage of diners? Absolutely not. In fact, by menuing even a limited number of natural, organic, and sustainable items, operators can benefit from a halo effect, elevating every consumer's overall perception of their concept. Not only will these concepts help eliminate a potential veto vote, provided these offerings are as passionate about flavor and taste as everything else in the menu, but they will show all customers that the concept cares about their health and well-being. Consider the pineapple cashew croissant by Claim Jumper. Pineapple, chicken salad, toasted cashews, tomato, and organic sprouts on a toasted croissant. This item will have definite appeal to certain consumers and certainly doesn't appear to be short on flavor. In addition, much like consumers often view the cleanliness of a bathroom as a reflection of the restaurant itself, menuing items like this, even for customers who won't purchase it, provides a strong message that if the concept cares this much about this particular item, that's probably their stance on everything else on the menu as well. And where would consumers like to see these offerings on the menu at their favorite restaurants? Another Technomic survey question asked consumers to indicate areas of the menu where they felt restaurants offered too few healthy food options. The top responses: side items, appetizers, and desserts. For those concepts looking for points of differentiation, opportunity knocks. Now, how about that second point, the one about all things that are good for you tasting bad? How do concepts combat that? In many cases, they are instituting something that is beginning to be called stealth health. What does that mean? Culinary individuals are incorporating better-for-you preparation methods or ingredients, but not directly labeling an item as healthy. Instead, they are utilizing the menu description to help consumers evoke their own perceptions of health and promoting an enhanced lifestyle, while at the same time, since the item isn't labeled as good for you, consumers don't fear the taste profile. Seasons 52, a Darden concept, is a great example of that. At Seasons 52, every item on the menu contains less than 475 calories. Does this translate to lack of taste? Hardly. In fact, at Seasons 52, guests dine on expertly prepared, nutritious food with the satisfaction knowing that they have dined well without sacrificing flavor or enjoyment. The concept offers menu items like rare grilled tuna niçoise with arugula, warm spring vegetable salad, and artichoke hearts. Or how about grilled chicken citron with pearl pasta, a trio of green vegetables, and thyme shallot reduction. The concept expertly blends the qualities of enhanced lifestyles with key menu ingredients and descriptions that subtly let customers know they can still expect the very best in flavor. And with that, we conclude today's discussion of the first two mainstream emerging menu trends. Next time, the discussion will focus on the other three trends in this category: the power of protein, artisan influence and premium indulgences, and signature sides. As always, for every listener of this podcast, Technomic and I welcome your questions, inquiries, and comments. Please feel free to contact me at khigar@technomic.com and reference this podcast. Until next time, I hope your journey along the menu trends highway is a pleasant one.